welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and this is episode number 82. So glad you joined me today. If this is your first time, welcome. We hope you are encouraged and that you get something out of the show today on the podcast on episode number 82. And if you've listened before and you're a faithful follower, gosh, I want to tell you how much we really, really, really appreciate that. You are awesome. And just another thing, too, you know what? And I say this on almost every episode that I do, but if this message blesses you, if these podcasts bless you, please, please, I implore you, please share them. It's not for financial gain. It has nothing to do with that. We don't do this for that. It's just to encourage other people. That's the whole reason that we do all this. So anyway, please share these. Put them on your Facebook. Send a text message. Actually, sometimes that's what I do, too. There's a couple people in particular that after I get done with an episode, if I feel that it's kind of a special message or something, and I'll think of somebody's name or something, I'll say, hey, so-and-so would probably dig this one. So I'll send the link to an episode. So, if that kind of touches your heart and you want to do that, that'd be cool. I'd really appreciate it because I want to get the word out. I want to encourage as many people as possible. And anyway, so that's why we do that. Excuse me. Sorry. So obviously this is live and live recorded, and I really don't, just so you know, I really don't edit these podcasts. Not that you really care, but I'm just telling you, I don't. I'll edit the beginning just to take a little bit of the dead noise. Just dead air. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe a little at the end, but as far as the content in the middle, I really don't edit these. So it's like you, here I am. I'm just talking. So anyway, here we go. Excuse me. Episode 82. So let's run some of the commercial stuff first that I'd like to, always like to remind you. If you want to, you can follow me as an actor at David Novak Actor on Facebook and also Instagram. That's the same thing, David Novak Actor. If you want to follow the podcast on Instagram, it's David Novak Podcast. You would think it's all about relationship, but it's not. I guess somebody had that name. I don't know. But anyway, it's David Novak Podcast. But on Facebook, yes, it is. It's all about relationship. So anyway, all that stuff. Twitter's the same thing, David Novak Actor. What else? Parler, David Novak Actor. Anything else? I think that's kind of it. So anyway, okay, here we go. So you know what I'm going to do today? I just want to pray. Okay, so if you want to agree with me, that'd be awesome. Father God, come to you in the name of Jesus. We just give you this today's episode and that you would speak to me and flow through me by your Holy Spirit and that you would open up the hearts and minds and spirits of anyone that would be listening to this, that they would be blessed, encouraged, and inspired to walk closer to you and do whatever you would have them do. In your name, in Jesus' name, amen. So I want to talk to you about a couple things today. sometimes I have these episodes. I don't script them. I usually do a little outline, not an outline, but I'll put a couple of scriptures down, and I'll kind of, lean on them a little bit and I'll have them as a kind of a guideline, put a note or two, it's like as I'm walking in the park or praying or whatever I do, God will drop something in my heart. So, excuse me, sorry. So I'll make a, a little note and I'll put that in my notes but I don't script them. But I do kind of sort of a general outline. Today's kind of different. It's really open to whatever God would have me do right now. But the general consensus and what I believe that he wants me to talk about, just for a few minutes of your time today, is to be a difference. You and me as Christians, to be a difference in this time. There's so much going on in the world right now, and there's so much division, with cities burning and people looting and rioting. And, I laugh, but I don't really, with the election, with the different parties and political parties, and oh my gosh, Facebook, You know, if you're on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen it. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on from both sides, you know. And anyway, I'm a conservative Christian, so, you know, you probably pretty much know where I'm coming from. But the bottom line, here's my bottom line. I want to know God more. I want to have a closer relationship with God. And I want to be a light to other people. That's what I want, personally. And if I do that, I think it'll make a difference in the world. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Don't know what to do about that. Anyway, and I'm hoping that's what everybody that's listening to me. Yes, we're supposed to have obviously, opinions and, party affiliations and on our beliefs and all that. Absolutely. I'm not saying don't have an opinion. I'm not saying don't be vanilla, you know. But what I'm saying is if you put God first place in your life, he will direct you in the way that you're supposed to go. And if we can be a light in the world, that is so important. There's so much garbage going on and hatred and animosity and all that. We can be a difference. Christ did not, Jesus did not come to die on the cross just for the heck of it, okay, obviously. He died for our salvation so that we, those of us that accept him would have a way to heaven, okay? So that our sins would be forgiven and that he would pay the price and that he would, he was nailed on a tree on a wooden cross and he bore our sicknesses and our diseases and our pains and our sins on the cross so that we could have a personal relationship with God the Father because of Jesus being the propitiation for us. In other words, a sacrifice that would cover our sin, okay? But it's more than just salvation, okay? He wants us to take as many people with us as we can. Now, and I'm talking about preaching the gospel, but when you have to use words, use those too. So you've heard that before probably, but what do I mean by that? It means that we need to be an example. We need to walk in love. We need to show God's love. Everything we do and everywhere we go, we need to remember that we're ambassadors of Christ. We are ambassadors of Christ. He wants to touch the world through us, that we would be an example, a light. He wants us to be a difference maker. He wants us to be a lighthouse. When ships come into the harbor and it's foggy, and it's late at night, and they can't see. What do they see? They see a lighthouse, okay? And that's what God wants us to be in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of all the fog that's going on. There's a lot of fog going on right now, if you know what I mean, with all the animosity and all the garbage going on. And sometimes we listen to too much news. And I'm not saying don't listen to news. I'm not saying that at all, because I do. But we get so engrossed in it. We watch it for, you know, hours and hours on end and talk radio. And, we get so over dumped on, you know, with a point of view this way or that way. And again, I'm not saying don't be knowledgeable or educated. I'm definitely not saying that. But we do need to step away sometimes and say, God, what do you want me to do in the midst of all this? How do you want me to respond, you know, to this person or that person when they're, you know, telling me this or that? And a big difference between responding and reacting. And that's even something that I'm learning more and more all the time. We can react very easily, but responding takes self-discipline. And where do we get that self-discipline? We get that from God's Holy Spirit, you know, as we learn to lean into him and have a deeper relationship with the Lord. We get to know him better, and we change our thinking to become more like him rather than to just reach out and react in hatred and animosity. As we learn to have a closer relationship, any hardened heart will be softer with the love of God, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Sometimes we don't know what to do. Well, okay, let me read Proverbs 3:5 to you. I'm going to read it in a couple different translations, and I know you're familiar with this, I think. Anyway, trust in the Lord with all your heart. says the New King James Version, and lean not on your own understanding. Here's the Passion Translation, and I'm going to include the next couple of verses in the Passion. This is really cool, too. You'll love this, I think. Trust in the Lord completely, and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. Isn't that cool? I think that's so cool in the Passion. I'm going to read it one more time. Trust in the Lord completely, and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. I love that. I really do. And in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, it says, we set our minds. Talking about we set our minds. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in Philippians 4. And He's not going to tell us to do something without giving us the power to do it with His help by His Holy Spirit. The mind of the flesh is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. The mind of the flesh is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. Okay, what am I talking about? I'm talking about being led of the Lord. I'm talking about walking in love. I'm talking about making a difference in the world. I'm talking about being a lighthouse. Okay, I'm talking about, yes, have our opinions, you know, but trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinion. Don't rely on your own opinion. He's not saying don't think. He's not, obviously, because He's given us a mind. But, you know, lean into the Lord and you know, trust that He's going to guide you in the way that you need to go. I hope that's kind of making sense to you a little bit. But remember, the bottom line is love, okay? Not weakness, and I'm not talking about weakness at all. I'm not talking about being weak, you know, and letting people, you know, run all over you, you know, roughshod. I'm talking about walking in love. What does God have for me in this situation, whatever the situation is? What does God want me to learn? What does God want me to say? How does He want me to respond? You know, if we lean into God more and more on a daily basis, if we spend more time with Him, And we can, He'll show us the big picture. He'll show us the big picture. You know, who He puts in place. You know, how it gets done. Things don't always go the way that we think they're going to go. Okay? And you know that. And I know you agree with me. It's like the whole thing, and I hate to make too many references to dates on these podcasts because, you know, somebody might be listening to the one I'm doing right now. They may be listening to it a year from now. And then, you know, I kind of date it a little bit. And I kind of like to take the date part out of it. But I'm going to kind of do it right now. Like with the last election, okay? I'm recording this on November, what is this, 9th, I think it is. Monday the 9th, okay, 2020. We just had our election, okay? It's contested. Okay, projections of one side that won, but there's allegations of, you know, different things going on that shouldn't have gone on. So I don't know exactly how this whole thing is going to turn out. So in my head and in my heart, you know, a week ago before the election, I totally, in my heart, I had it thinking, well, it's going to go this way, this one particular way. And it didn't go exactly the way I thought it would. So, you know, at first it's like, wow, what the heck's going on? We have to, gosh, this is crazy, isn't it? Because I don't want to get too off into political stuff. I really, really don't. The bottom line, we need to lean in towards God, whatever He wants, okay? And things may not go exactly the way that we think they should, okay? But what's the bottom line? We still need to do what God wants us to do. We need to pray. We need to be an example. We need to pray for our leaders, whether we agree with them or not. We pray for their wisdom. We pray for their counsel. We pray revival in their lives, right? We pray for their protection. We pray that God would speak to their hearts and lead them in the way that he wants them to go. That's how we pray for our government leaders. We have to do that. And then we need to do what we need to do, okay? If the Holy Spirit's telling us to walk in love. Now, you can still state opinions, okay? You can be strong, but don't do it all in your own opinion. Remember, trust the Lord and do not just rely on your own opinions. Let the Lord lead you and guide you in the way you should go. Don't be, we don't need to be the gasoline on the fire. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much fire going on right now, especially between both parties. And I'm not trying to get all political here. I'm really not. The bottom line is to walk close to God, but to listen to his Holy Spirit. The more time we spend with the Lord, the more time we spend, our minds will become reset. Rebooted, I guess, would be a way to say it. Our minds become more and more in tune with the Lord. And it's so important that we don't think just earthly-minded. Okay, we have to think big picture. What's the big picture? Well, the end result, the end goal is heaven, right? And taking people with us, okay? And beating somebody over the head with your own opinion or with a baseball bat, that's not going to do it. That's not going to bring others to the Lord. Not that we should be a doormat. I'm not saying that. But you can be responsive, you know, in the way we do things and not just reactive. There's so much reactive stuff going on right now. We need to be more mindful and responsive. I hope some of this stuff makes sense to you. It's like, it feels like I'm really rambling. I don't mean to be. And anyway. I'll leave you with a couple of scriptures before I go. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's Isaiah 41:10. It says, fear not, for I am with you, and do not be dismayed. Don't be bummed out, okay? For I am your God. He says, and I will strengthen you, and yes, I will help you. I will help you. I will help you in whatever you need to do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 says that. All things. What does that mean? Does it mean, you know, some of the stuff? No, it means, I can do all things through Christ. I can do whatever God wants me to do. If he tells me to do something, he's not going to not give me the help and the strength to do it. I mean, he's not going to tell you to walk in love if it's totally impossible. He's not going to tell you to be a lighthouse or be an example to others if that's impossible. Now, in your strength or in my strength, I'll just say me, in David's strength, in my own, you know, my own power, I can't do jack, okay? I can't do anything. But with God's help and by the help of his Holy Spirit, I can do whatever I need to do. But it doesn't come easy, meaning we just don't, you know, it takes, what I'm trying to say is that it takes time. It takes intimacy with the Lord. It takes leaning into what he would have us do. It takes getting to know him. It takes prayer time. It takes time being alone sometimes. And if we never spend time with the Lord in prayer, in listening and talking to him, what do we expect? You know, so anyway, I hope this was encouraging to you. I don't know. Now that I kind of think back on it, I'm kind of thinking, wow, it sounded like I was just beating on people. No, not at all. I'm talking to myself too, because honestly, this whole thing with this election, it was really kind of getting to me too. And it's like, I was getting really frustrated. And then this morning on my walk, you know, talking to God and all that, he kind of reminded me that, you know, He's got all this, you know. He'll take care of everything. I don't need to be take it on my shoulders, okay, no matter what it looks like. Things don't always, things aren't always exactly as they appear. You know, like you look in your side rear view mirror and you see that little warning there, and things do not appear as they, you know what I'm trying to say. It's like, okay, David, you need to stop. Okay. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to the show today. I hope it was a blessing to you. I really do. And like I said, if you got anything out of it, you know, share it with somebody else, and we'll catch you on the next one, okay? Pray for me. Be an example. And I'll pray for you too. I'm going to pray for all my listeners today. God bless you. Have an awesome day.